Welcome to the Original Recipe Group Big Book Step Study. Broadcasting from Newcastle, PA, every Monday night from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern on Zoom.
As we were sitting here, the word evil, and boy, can I relate to this recently, causes unnecessary harm, suffering, and destruction. Unnecessary. And corroding is to weaken. So the thread of my existence, the fabric of my existence, the whole background of my life has unnecessary suffering and destruction, and my relationships more than anything get weakened as a result of me responding to fear. And I can't go into detail, but I have a good example of that happening to me recently, with no intentions to harm, none at all, but just, you know, fear came up. And it's so sad too when I look at it, because I think to myself how human that is to fear. And yet I don't know if it's because I'm an alcoholic and it's how I think. But when I'm in enough fear and it goes unchecked, like I think I'm dealing with it, but I'm really not maybe dealing with it the best way. It's sad how easily it can muck up and hurt and cause unnecessary harm and destruction. It's really a sad thing. It actually gives me compassion for myself and for us as human beings, how easily that can happen without ill intent, you know, and without the desire to harm. You know, it's just amazing to me, and it's sad. It makes me sad, and I just feel a lot of compassion for us being here, earthlings, having to, you know, have these experiences in order to, my belief is in order to grow spiritually. But anyways, so it sets in motion trains of circumstances which bring me misfortune I feel I don't deserve. The good thing is, by this time in my recovery, it's been 28 years, and I've been in Big Book 28 years of that time. The good thing is I don't have to feel like when things get destroyed, and a friendship did get destroyed recently because of fear, I don't have to feel like I didn't deserve it. And I don't have to feel like I deserved it either. Like, yeah, in the beginning, I was blaming myself a lot, but I can get through that and I do take responsibility, you know, but at the same time, having that compassion for myself as a human being and for the other person and for other people, and can extending that compassion out, because I see it in, you know, I see my flawed humanness in myself. So I can see how I set the ball rolling, which is really good. And that there's a certain freedom in that. I would like to think it means that I won't do it again, but it doesn't mean I'll be perfect, but at least, I can stand up and take accountability, and that does help. Sometimes we think fear ought to be classed with stealing. It does steal. And, it stole from me recently a friendship. So that makes me, you know, realize. So anyways, we reviewed our fears thoroughly. So I made a list. I made a list of all my fears. At the time, as I recall, when I did my first fourth step this way, and I've done a few throughout the years, I wrote my fear, and then I wrote that I trusted and relied upon myself to remove the fear. And that's what happens when I do that, the previous paragraph, you know, the evil and corroding thread can take hold and affect my decisions and my behavior. And then that has a ripple effect into my relationships and what happens to me and other people around me. So when I handle my fears myself, that's what happens. When I trust and rely upon God, I have a better chance of responding to the fear in a way that's going to be, well, in a way that's God-centered, and it's going to have more right action. I just want to caveat that with, I'm in a better position to do that when I'm taking good care of myself. So like recently when I didn't do that, I wasn't taking good care of myself. I was doing too much. And actually, I was cocky. And if you look up the word cocky, it says arrogant, full of self-importance, overconfident, prideful. And I realized as I was reading this, that was where I was at a month and a half ago, you know, doing, going, feeling like, you know, I'm riding a wave of pride in my ability to do. And that got me very overtired, not sleeping well enough, infection in my ear, so I could barely hear out of my ear. My lower back went out. So all of those things added up. And then some situational things came up and there was fear. And I was not spiritually connected. And I remember even thinking that week, I'm not tuning into God. I'm not, of course, God was on my mind, but I wasn't doing my sitting in the morning. I wasn't stopping. I was go, 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 go. I wasn't stopping to sit and just be quiet and receive. And I paid a big price. I reacted to fear. I was in the cocky mode and things fell apart. So in order to trust and rely upon God in the first place, I have to be taking care of myself. So for me, everybody's different in terms of their thing. You know, I'm a doer, a taskmaster, a triple, quadruple, tasker kind of person. So for me, it's slowing down and I need to slow down. I'm 62 years old. It's time I slowed down, right? So, you know, and God showed me, you know, I was shown, the universe showed me what I needed to see. And so just for today, I try to keep it slow. I haven't drank in 28 years or 28 plus years. It's not about drinking anymore. It's about how I behave. It's about my thinking and my behavior. And if my behavior is going off the chart with, you know, pushing myself, in fact, when I start to think I'm going to push through something, that's when I have to stop. Because pushing through is self-will. It's self-will. So anyways, and it's self-reliance. And pushing through and self-will, self-reliance, it fails me. I'm not receptive. I'm not stopping for God, for spirit to tune in. And I end up getting into my fear because I'm running on the seat of my own pants. So it's good as far as it goes, self-reliance. It takes me so far. And you know what the sad thing is? It takes me far enough that I get so far in that by the time God's telling me, because I was having dreams and everything, I was being told things. I was having, my sixth sense was working overtime to try to get my attention. And I was hearing them and they were scaring me. But I go so far in, I can't stop myself. It's the same as drinking. You get so far in with the drink, you know you need to stop. You might even having that doom, that impending doom, which I was having in my own way, right? You have all that, but you can't do anything about it because you're too far in. Same thing with behavior. So that's what happened to me. And so with that self-reliance, it didn't go far enough. It took me so far in, I could not stop to turn the fear over to God. It didn't fully solve my fear problem, and it made me cocky, which I think is worse to the people around you. They might have more compassion, you know, if you're not full of pride and arrogance, and annoyingly self-confident, which cocky means. So perhaps there's a better way, we think so. For we're now on the basis of trusting and relying upon God. Intellectually, it's a no-brainer. You know, God's infinite, God's limitless. I'm limited, I'm not infinite, right? It's a no-brainer, but, and I'm in the world to play the role that he assigns, but I don't... I don't often avail myself to that, right? I take it into my own hands and decide, you know, this is what I'm going to do, even if I'm getting warning signs because I've been pushing myself. So just to the extent that I do as I think God would have me and humbly rely upon me, does he able me to match calamity with serenity? I would say my early years, I was better at this than I've been the last couple of years, I have to say. In my early years, I was much better at humbly relying and really stopping. However, you know, with what happened to me this past month, it's been good in that way that it really, really got my attention. And it was like it was interesting because the whole cluster of character defects that came up in my writing that I read earlier this year and hadn't yet really done a 9 step on yet, all of them were highlighted in this one package. And you know, when you ask for spiritual growth, you get it, and it hurts, right? Sometimes it really hurts. But it was what I needed. So I got that lesson. And we never apologize to anyone for depending on a creator. We can laugh at those who think spirituality the way of weakness. Someone said to me, I don't know, a couple months ago, they sort of like made a little fun of, well, why don't you go pray about it or something like that? I forget what it was, but they were sort of implying like, I don't know, maybe I should be past it or something. And I said to them, I said, the whole reason I go to God is because I am weak. Like I do need God. Like, it's not because I'm well. Yeah. It's because I'm not well. That's why I need God. It's not so I can pontificate and tell you how wonderful I am and how, you know, all of that. It's because I need God. I fuck up, you know? So paradoxically, it's the way of strength because on my own, like I just said, I mess up. So faith means courage. All men of faith have courage. So I ask God to remove my fear, the fear prayer, and direct my attention to what he would have me be. At once I commence to outgrow fear. I need to work that prayer more often as I'm seeing this tonight. I am working the 9th step, and that takes me some time every day of deep meditation and really, really unwinding this. But I also need to do this on my fears. And this was a good inspiration for me today to talk about this. And I had to weave in the present because it wouldn't have been honest to not weave in the present. And when I first did this, it was a really long time ago. When I have written since, I do answer the 4 questions that people talk about, like, where did the fear come from? What do I do to rely upon myself to control the fear? How does self-reliance fail me? And what can I do instead? And that's a very thorough way of writing on the fears. I do like doing that. And as I said, when I did this 4th step last year and read it into this year, one of the things that came up, my self-reliance, was doing too much, pushing myself, all of that. And because I didn't go further with the step work, because I went back to my old way of doing things, something recently blew up in my face and showed me again all of that stuff, right? The cockiness, the doing too much, where that takes me, you know, the fears, fear of economic insecurity, all of that. So it's been interesting. This program will get you. And I felt such a freedom. Please don't be afraid if you're new to it. Cause like, I feel for me that like God brings me what I'm able to do at the time I'm able to do it. So when I first did the work and I went really far, and like I said, I was probably ahead of where I am now, but I've had a lot of life changes and a lot of things happen. What my life is very different than it was back then. So it's even more challenging, right? Because I have a lot more responsibilities and have had over the last couple of years. So it's even more challenging because of that kind of stress it's been more challenging for me because I've fallen into the error of the self-centeredness in response to that stuff, rather than being more spiritually oriented with it. And that has consequences. the beauty of it is I can say that with confidence and freedom and not feel too sorry for myself. Like that's the beauty of it. Because I don't know that I'd be able to recover if I didn't have this to do that with, a way of processing it all that can help give me some freedom. Because there's been some pretty difficult days, you know, and we all have them. But ultimately, I feel much more connected to the work lately, much more connected than I have felt in a long, long, long time. And that's a really good feeling. Yeah. Okay. So I think I've said enough. And thank you so much. And I might have to turn off my thing because I just got home from work and I want to eat something. So I have to turn off my video. So if I can't pay attention, but I will listen. Okay.
Thank you, Charlene, very much.
Thank you.